Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that would be. Coming up still, I promised I would tell you something about breathing. One that you hadn't thought about and one that you probably didn't know. But for the time being, we're talking with Dana, who is a Grammy, who's got three sons. She's retired, and she has one of her sons. Is he the middle child?
Yes, he is.
Ta-da!
And he was very difficult as a teenager.
Well, yeah, so we've got several problems here. One, how often do you want to babysit this kid at all or not?
Well, just to give you a little bit of history, he's eight, and he was the first grandchild, and when his mother wanted to go back to school, the child was a year old, and I had just retired, and I watched him every day so she could go to school, and we did things together and went to the library and the butterfly house, and I loved my time with him, mm-hmm. and I read to him, and I do that now. Well, this is another issue. Okay, I don't want to get complicated here. What they did recently was they closed his school, mm-hmm. the eight-year-old, because of illness. And there were 2 days that they both had to work. One of them had to work. The other one is unemployed. The father is unemployed, my son. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to drop what I was doing and watch him for the whole day for 2 days while they disinfected the school. And
so what did you say?
I said I had plans.
Okay.
Well, things just hit the fan and...
Now, wait a minute. Dad is unemployed, though, right? So why couldn't he take care of the kid?
Well, he could, but he always says he has to go look for a job. And he's been unemployed for, you know, about 6 months now.
You don't want to get into that. You could listen, part of this is being just stupid and cheerful. Part of it is not. All right, let's go back because you kind of distracted me a little bit. My question was, is there time that you would like to spend with this? How many grandchildren do you have?
Two.
Okay.
A four-year-old and an eight-year-old.
Okay. Are they from the same parents or not?
No. No.
Okay.
The four-year-old is from the youngest child, who's 25.
Okay. How often do you see the four-year-old?
I see her once a week. Ever since she's been born, I've had one day a week where she comes, I take her to the library, story time, and we just, you know, do whatever.
Okay. Do you have one day a week with the eight-year-old or not?
I don't.
Would you like to have one day a week with the eight-year-old?
Well, he's in school during the week. And then the weekend.
Well, would you like to have 2 days a month with? I mean, it seems to me that there are a bunch of things going on here. First of all, that you at one point had a you had a really tight relationship with this kid, and this kid probably misses you, among other things. And that may be part of. He may say, "Well, gee, why don't we call her Nana?" And so that may be part of it. I mean, there's a whole bunch of issues going on here, but we're going to do better to sort them out rather than try and let them just overwhelm us. But part of it may be your middle son is feeling, well, she spends one day a week with somebody else's kid, so how come she can't take care of my kid when I ask her to? One of the ways of offsetting that is to, in fact, have, if not one day a week, at least, you know, a couple days a month or something, where you do something with the eight-year-old.
That's a good idea. To plan something.
Yeah, because that's part of what's going on from him. It's not all of it, but it's part of what's going on.
Part of the issue is also with this son, we are supposed to get together for Christmas Eve. Everybody's invited to my house, and I just am feeling so bad that this is going on right now.
Well, you're going to ignore that.
But what's happening with them is that every time I watch their child, they will, for instance, I'll give you an example. It's a nice sunny day. They'll call me up and say, we'd like to go out on the boat. can you watch him for, you know,
So what happens when you say no?
I usually don't, but what they've done is they'll say, you know, 1 to 5, and they'll come back at 9 or 10.
Okay, let me help you with both of those. First of all, believe it or not, you scheduling time with him will offset this a little bit. Because then it's easy to differentiate between time that's valuable to you and to your grandson as opposed to a babysitter for them. And what you can do, and you've got the Christmas holidays coming up, which is a perfect time to do it, to say, look, instead of giving you guys, assuming that you haven't already bought them stuff, a whole bunch of stuff that you don't really want, what I'll do is set up a babysitting fund. So on days where I love having first right of refusal to come and take care of Jeremy, but when I can't do it, they'll, you know, you can hit the babysitting fund and hire somebody. So, and all you have to do is be stupid and cheerful about this. Part of what's going on here is they call up and ask you to do it. You sort of act put upon. They figured, well, as long as she's already put upon, we might as well just expand it. You know, it doesn't make any difference. She's not going to be that much madder. The incremental difference of her being angry doesn't really affect us very much because she's already angry. So do, first of all, set up time with this kid because that'll make him feel better. It'll make his father feel a little less jealous. Second of all, if you have a specific time that you're going to spend with them, they can plan around that. When they want last-minute babysitting, if you say, listen, I'm always grateful you ask me first if I can do what I will. If not, I'll set up the babysitting fund for you.
Okay. Okay,
but,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, part of it is that he's playing on your guilt, and he's playing on the fact that you don't really like him very much. I mean, we can love our kids, but we don't necessarily like them, and he doesn't sound very likable.
Well, the boy, the 8-year-old, is getting very unlikable, and I feel bad even saying that. But
well, but he's, but I mean, that. Listen, you can deal with that on the once a week kind of. I mean, the 8-year-old is. I don't know how much of it he's catching from his father. I don't know how much of it he's catching of. You know, you used to love me, and now I've been replaced by my 4-year-old cousin.
Uh-huh.
So schedule time with the 8-year-old, do things together, put a babysitting fund aside, and be stupid and cheerful. And when they call up and say, listen, can you take care of it? Say, would love to, can't do it, hit the babysitting fund.
Okay. And what about the part that where, isn't it disrespectful to me to...
No, it's okay for them to ask. It's also okay for you to say no. This is,
okay,
I mean,
now,
listen, you're going to have to grow back, you're going to have to put on your big girl pants for this. All you have to do is be stupid and cheerful. They're manipulating you, but you're allowing yourself to be manipulated. There's nothing wrong with them asking.
What can I do when they don't show up, when they say they're going to come back?
Well, just say, listen, if you have to be home by this amount of, by this time, because I have to leave. And if I'm, you know, that you'll have to make other arrangements. And make it an hour before you need and say, look, I'm not going to do this anymore because you guys aren't home when you say you're going to be home.
Well, that's pretty much why I am refusing lately.
Well,
because
but,
they don't come back.
Then tell them that. Tell them, listen, here's the New Year's resolution, New Year's granny resolution. Number one, I want two days a month or whatever with Jeremy. Number two, instead of giving you stuff for Christmas, I'm going to set up a babysitting fund. Because number three, I'd like you to ask me first, but if I can't do it, hit the babysitting fund. And number four, if I say I'll come and babysit, you say you'll be home by a certain time, and you're not home by that time, I won't babysit for you for the next 2 months.
Okay.
And then we can start the process all over again.
Okay, I need.
But
to
all you have to do is be cheerful.
Make some boundaries.
Well, boundaries,
okay.
and stupid and cheerful. You don't have to be angry about it. And New Year's Eve, set this up before New Year's Eve. And New Year's Eve, just have a great time, assuming that this is, you know, this is the new order and this is what's going to go on. I mean, you really taught your kids. I mean, it's not even that you taught them that you would be there for him. And Jeremy is also getting a little bent out of shape because he knows that everybody in the family knows that you spend 1 day a week with a 4-year-old and you're not spending 1 day a week with him.
Okay, you're right. You're right. And I should have something scheduled.
Well, it should be and something fun. And if the kid acts like a brat, then what you can say is, look, this is supposed to be fun for both of us. If you don't want to do it, then we don't have to do it. But if you want to do it, then let's have fun.
Okay.
Boundaries,
right.
Dear. Stupid and cheerful. And part of it is just don't be a pain in the neck. Don't be a martyr. Do what you want to do. And with respect to your husband, say, look, if you say yes, then you do it. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be bound by it. You're on your own, babes.
All right.
But if you need more time, stay on the line. If not, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. We have about a little more than a half hour left in this section, but we have something else very cool to do here. Ready? Take it away, Judy.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street and I will soon be there.
All righty. So we have, I actually have one piece of theater, and that's all to review, but it's a good one. It's The Elephant Man, which is a true story of John Merrick that was a movie that with Eric Stoltz, remember that, and Cher?
Mask.
That was Mask, yeah. That was sort of based on more or less... did I say Joseph? I think I said John Merrick. His name is Joseph Merrick. John Merrick is somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Cooper is probably one of the best-looking men on the planet, plays Joseph Merrick. He was born actually in 1862 in England. At 16, he entered a workhouse for 5.5 years. And in 1884... a sideshow manager took Merrick on one of his took him on as one of his main attractions, as the Elephant Man.
Mm-hmm.
That his story was first told in the memoirs of Dr. Frederick Treves in 1923, on Ashley Montague's The Elephant Man in 1971, and it turns out they used slides from of Merrick that Dr. Treves took in 1886. And the story is that Bradley Cooper comes out dressed in just kind of basically some undershorts. And as they show the slides in front of your very own eyes, he transforms into the Elephant Man, who was very disfigured. And Bradley Cooper brings something quite wonderful to it. He's going to certainly be nominated for Tony, and very likely will win one. The kid from The Curious Innocence of the Dog is probably his main competition. But it's a terrific performance, and you have to be a little careful, because like Sideshow is a similar kind of plot in theory, and you run a risk of sort of voyeurism. And this one, Bradley Cooper transforms his body and his face and his language and himself, but he finds the humanity and the humor in this and the true intelligence. It's a tragic story, and it will bring you to tears at the end, but it's really an amazing performance of a play that has had has been uneven. But this one, the whole cast is wonderful. Bradley Cooper, as I said, is terrific and will very likely be nominated and probably win a Tony. Patricia Clarkson plays Mrs. Kendall, the actress who befriends him. So this is a story of artifice and what we appear to be and who we really are and the inner self. Alessandra Nivola plays Frederick Treves, and he's wonderful as well. Anthony Heald is the bishop. The whole cast is just plain good, and I certainly understood it in a completely different way than I'd understood it before. It's really theater at its most compelling, and I would encourage you to go see it. It's a limited run. I think it's only here for 18 weeks, and it's a hot ticket. But it's if you can get around to seeing it, it's very worthwhile. You'll have a great time at it. It's not a musical. There's no singing. There's no dancing. But it is truly touching and heartbreaking and makes you think about things in a completely different way than you probably have before.
For sure.
So I think you'll have a great time at it.
Nice.
The Elephant Man with Bradley Cooper.
Cool.
This has nothing to do with theater, but every once in a while, I read 3 or 4 books a week, especially when it's not theater season, but even when it is theater season. And I just sort of stumbled upon it. I don't even know where I got this book. But I read a lot of junk, and this one isn't junk. And I'd never heard of the author before. His name is Percy Kemp. And he's a Brit, I believe. Does it say where he is? It was published in Britain, but I think he is a Brit. And the blurb on the covers, it says the rightful heir to John le Carré from Le Monde. The name of the book is called The Boone System, B-O-O-N-E System. And it was published in I think 2003. It's a paperback, but it's a big paperback. It's not one of the I don't even know what they call them. I think they're called industry paperbacks or something, and that they're halfway between a regular sized book. Remember books before Kindles, and a paperback. And it's just wonderful. It's very well written. It's very funny. It's about the Foreign Service, and if you read John le Carré's and Smiley and all that kind of stuff, It's just really smart, and it's very political, and it seems like it's really taken from today's headlines, even though it was written about a decade ago. And I told you I really loved Gone Girl. I loved the book Gone Girl. and The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night was one. Both of those are wonderful books. I liked both of them as one as a theater presentation and one as a movie. But the books were really terrific. And if you're going to go see Gone Girl in the theater, don't read the book first because it gives away the plot. The book is much richer, but books almost always are. There are very few times where the movie doesn't quite hold up to the book. I mean, you know, you can use your imagination in the book. But The Boone System is really a terrific book. Percy Kemp. Had never heard of him before. But I found it. I'd pass it along to you for what it's worth. So for if you're looking for a... I mean, I again, it was... One of the things on the list of things that people don't really like or they think are not really good gifts, but you have to remember that same list said the number one thing that people didn't like getting was booze. So I don't know. I think there are a lot of people to argue with that list. I was like that and bananas being the number one thing you check on calories.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know where we're getting our information from these days, but it seems a bit suspect.
And socks having such a low percentage of people.
Yeah,
who,
socks people liked.
Yeah.
Socks and scarves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they misconstrued the list. Maybe they put it in upside down or something. Because, I don't know, most of the people I know give a choice about a pair of socks or Jim Beam would, I think, probably go for Jim Beam or at least some tequila or something. I don't know. Maybe I just know the wrong. Maybe I just know a lot of people that wander around with bad socks and bare feet or something. All right. Yeah. Breath. I want to talk to you about two things about breath. Number one... it turns out that there's a new study that asks the musical question, when you lose weight, where does the weight go? Right? And I had this notion, this fantasy in my head, that sooner or later you're going to go around the corner too fast, and there's going to be all the weight that people have lost and all the hair that they've either lost or cut, which is a pretty lousy picture, but nevertheless. It turns out, do you know what happens to the weight we lose?
I have no idea, no.
We breathe it out, it turns out.
Really? So it just kind of... Get
back out into the atmosphere.
So it just kind of, I guess, for a lack of a better term, it just kind of evaporates. It just kind of disappears.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really disappear. Remember, matter is neither created nor destroyed.
Okay.
But apparently you actually breathe it out. So I don't know if that means if you hyperventilate, you're losing more weight. I suppose that may, in fact, be true just because your metabolism is going up. I'll tell you more about it in just a minute. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I also have another thing to tell you about breathing that I discovered, of course, from what's my source of everything? Movies. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you,
there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, as promised, I talk about square breathing all the time as a way of dealing with panic and with anxiety. But it turns out that I've learned two new things about breath in the last 24 hours, so I thought I'd share them. The first is that what happens when you lose weight, and it is not my fantasy that you walk around the corner and run into this blob of fat with hair coming out of it for when we lose weight and when we cut our hair or lose our hair. It's not true. It turns out that losing 10 kilograms of fat requires 29 kilograms of oxygen to be inhaled, and that this metabolic process produces 28 kilograms of carbon dioxide and 11 kilograms of water. So carbon dioxide, we know when we exhale, and water, it's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that scientists estimate an average person loses at least 200 grams of carbon every day, and roughly a third of that occurs as we sleep. And if you replace 1 hour of rest with moderate intensity exercise, such as jogging, it removes an additional 40 grams of carbon from the body, I'd rather sleep, personally. I mean, 40 grams doesn't seem all that much.
Right.
Raising a total by a fifth, which is 20%. That's kind of depressing, that exercise only gives you 20% more weight loss than sleeping. Bummer.
Yeah,
losing weight requires unlocking the carbon stored in fat cells, thus reinforcing that often hurried refrain of eat less, move more. One of the frequently asked questions, which I just brought up, is whether breathing in more can cause weight loss. And they're saying no, because breathing more than a person's metabolic rate leads to hyperventilation, which can result in dizziness, palpitations, and loss of consciousness. And calling my program. When fat's broken down to its constituent parts, chemical bonds are broken, a process which releases heat and fuel to power muscles. We know that. Remember the Krebs cycle? Mm-hmm. Did you ever take biochemistry?
No, actually, I don't think I
did. No Krebs cycle for you, then. Krebs is spelled with a K. But the atoms remain, and much of these leave the body via the lungs as carbon dioxide. So that's the first thing, is realizing that when we lose weight, we're polluting. If you think about it, right?
Wow.
We're dumping all that stuff back into the universe.
Huh, how about that?
Which never really occurred to me.
Yeah.
Right, so here's the other thing that hadn't occurred to me. I saw a movie yesterday that doesn't come out till January, and it's called The Deli Man. And it's a very interesting kind of sociological study, because it looks at delicatessens. And at one point, there were supposedly at least 3,000 delicatessens in New York. And the assumption was that there were something like, you know, thousands of them nationally. I think the number was like 200,000 or something nationally. Because you figure if there are 50 states and there are 3,000 in New York... So, I mean, that's not a bad estimate. But there were a lot of delicatessens.
Right.
And now, supposedly, there are only 150 nationally.
Wow.
So, yeah. And this is kind of a study of why that happened, what the delicatessens were, that some of them were kosher, some of them weren't, and who some of the people were. And they interview people like... Some Freddie Roman, and I will tell you my delicatessen story, which is when I first came to New York, Larry King took me out to the Carnegie as my introduction to New York. I think I was doing I'd come out here to do some work. It was not when I was living here yet, and he just happened to be in town the same time, and he said, "Come on, I'll take you for lunch at the Carnegie," and I ordered shrimp salad, and he wouldn't let me order it. First of all, I'm not sure that they had it, because shrimp isn't kosher. But that was my... And he was... I think he was embarrassed. I think Larry, you know, has never liked me since then. No, Larry and I have been friends for years. But he's actually in the documentary. But one of the things about it, they follow these... They call them deli men. And one of them is this fascinating character who's really the major focus of the documentary, whose real name is David, but they call him Ziggy. And he grew up with his grandparents, and really someone described him as an 8-year-old boy being an 80-year-old man's body. And I'm not giving away too much, but he decides at one point that he wants to go and be married in Romania in the same synagogue that his uncle, or that his grandfather, was bar mitzvahed in. So they show the scene in this gorgeous place, gorgeous with gold and silver, and it looks like this Gothic, for lack of a better term. I guess I haven't been in that many, sort of, it's almost Middle Eastern. I mean, in because I guess Romania is sort of part Middle Eastern and part European. I mean, but this incredibly ornate, beautiful synagogue, and the rabbi who's marrying them says, "Your grandfather's breath is here." And I thought, wow. I mean, what an interesting concept, that if somebody has been in the same room with you, and or even that they, if they were in the same room but not when you were there, they left a part of themselves behind. And that was even before I read the study about how we lose weight. But just the fact that how, you know, and I thought, what a cool version of immortality, right? That if you can go to a place, and maybe that's why we have that sense of places being haunted, is that there really is something of that personality left there just because they breathed out.
Yeah.
You know, that we do leave something of ourselves behind. I just thought that was, because I'd never really thought of it that way. And, you know, I sort of teared up, which I think was probably the point of including it in the movie, that if you're in the same place that somebody else was, that part of them is still there because they inhaled and exhaled. Not so much the inhaling, that's taking it in. That's what you take in.
Right.
But they exhaled, and then you take it in because you inhale the same air. Isn't that a cool idea? Now, I know you can tell me all about the fact that, you know, air currents change and what's the likelihood after, you know, 100 years of the same air. But I don't care about any of that. I just thought it was such an interesting notion of how to think about history and about places and about immortality. And about, I just thought it was, I had never really thought of about it that way. And then this article came out about the fact that that's how we lose weight. We just don't. So I guess the moral of the story is make sure you have fat relatives. I don't know that that's the moral of the story at all. I just made that up. Or if you want to leave a part of yourself behind, eat a lot.
Right.
At Christmas time, have that extra Sauerkraut mit Schlag. Do you know what Schlag is?
No, I have no idea.
The first time I went to Austria, and somebody said, order Schlag, and I thought, oh, somebody's just funning me, because people are always sending me into stores in languages I don't understand to order something that's absolutely obscene. They just, you know, I'm the Mikey. Just, Joy, just go in and sort of just tell them this. And they go, people, what? So somebody said Schlag, which doesn't sound at all nice. It turns out Schlag is just whipped cream.
Hmm.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mit Schlag means with whipped cream.
Okay.
So there you go.
It sounds like it would be something more, you know,
unpleasant.
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be something kind of like filthy.
Yeah, I know.
Like sewage or something, you know.
Exactly. That's Schlag is there you go.
Hmm. All right.
So, yeah, so, but I just love that idea of breath and leaving a part of ourselves behind. And speaking of breath, did you know that they found methane on Mars?
I did see that story, yeah.
Which sort of means, you know, it's possible that, you know, has Mars ever supported life? Little green men from Mars.
Yeah, we've been wondering that for...
Since we've been noticing, living organisms produce an overwhelming amount of the gas on Earth. So finding amounts of methane on Mars isn't a surefire sign of past or present life, but it's still a good starting point.
Yeah.
Because geological processes can also produce the gas, but right now. But
yeah. I have a weird feeling. I don't know if we'll live to see it, but I have a weird feeling we're going to end up being able to have people actually live on Mars. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I just have a weird feeling that it's
Well, it's the closest, and it's the one that we think is most likely to be similar.
Right, yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say in our lifetime that we'll probably find extraterrestrials. And I think that's more like... I mean, the likelihood that we're the only... I mean, statistically, that we're the only intelligent life in the universe is just statistically unlikely.
Right, yeah. No, I hear that.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
So all sorts of things to think about breathing. So and we could say that people on Mars were skinnier than we thought. That's why they're so... I don't know. I don't know how to tie this all in a neat bundle that has to do with breath, but I thought all three of those were really pretty interesting kind of things.
I wonder what gravity is on Mars in comparison to Earth, because that would depend on, you know, how heavy you are. If you're on Mars anyway, right?
Well, yes and no, but I mean, it's the opposite. It's not how heavy you are; it's what the gravitational field determines
right.
how heavy you
yeah.
are. You know,
yeah, exactly.
You know, whether you can keep your feet on the ground or not. So,
yeah,
you know, all sorts of interesting things to sort of figure out. I mean, I think that the ability to send radio waves, you know, radio. That's the nice thing about being on the radio, that I may not live forever, but my voice will. And so will yours when you call 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we know at least what four cities in America are looking for Santa Claus from Christmas. San Francisco, Boston, L.A., and D.C. are all vying for the Olympics in 2024, which is sort of an interesting notion, having sort of lived in two of those. My daughter lives in one. And, you know, so
that's Summer Olympics, right? 2024.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure why you'd actually want the Olympics to be there, because Atlanta hosted the event in 1996,
mm-hmm.
And then we had the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake in 2002, and this is for 2024, so we're talking about 10 years from now,
mm-hmm.
but or at least 9.5. But from my understanding, every city that's ever had the Olympics, and I was on I was on the committee that wanted to bring the Republican National Convention here, which I think we did,
mm-hmm.
but they lose money on it. They're saying that this project will cost $5 billion.
Yikes.
But wait, if you think that's a lot, guess what the price tag was for the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia this year?
Oh gosh, do I even want to know?
Oh, just guess. $5 billion to bring it to one of those four cities.
Oh boy, I would say, is it more? Was it like $7 or $8 billion maybe?
$51 billion.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize it was that much.
Well, and you remember there was a huge big fuss about they had to build everything and
yeah,
nothing
I
was
do know
working,
they had to kind of start from scratch with everything.
Yeah, yeah. So
wow.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. But those are four interesting cities. None of them really have the infrastructure, it seems to be, to deal with the traffic.
So you had the Bay Area, Boston.
Boston. L.A.
L.A.
probably has the best, you know, has the best infrastructure for D.C. I mean, D.C.
And L.A. has had it before. I think it was it 84? I think it was in L.A.
Yeah. I think I don't remember what year, but I think they did have it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, again, it's not, and they're saying, well, they're saying there's a vibrancy that brings to the city, growth in new facilities, vibrancy that's palatable. But, I mean, you certainly get a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know.
Boy, that's
17 day spectacle, million. All 28 sports competitions being held within the Bay Area is what San Francisco is saying.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the London Games inspired the vision of a compact Olympics. We don't have Buckingham Palace, but we have some of their iconic venues. They want to create local support by asking civil leaders to list how the Olympics could be a catalyst for long-term municipal projects, such as transportation and housing. The strategy could play well in a region as diverse and provincial as the Bay Area, mm-hmm. where vocal opposition is expected if the region is nominated. Yeah.
Wow.
If they can work together to make it happen. They want to work with one government.
Wow. Boy. You know, when you think about just how much money goes into that, I mean,
and they never get it back.
Yeah, I mean, you said they're estimating, you know, $5 billion for one of these things.
Yeah,
if
that's probably a conservative estimate, given the fact that Sochi costs $51 billion. It may not cost $51 billion, but it's going to cost more than five.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, that's just, it's unfathomable. Wow.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Yeah, gosh, that's a lot of money, man.
L.A. is saying, well, and it's interesting that L.A. and San Francisco are battling it out.
Mm-hmm.
They say that the city's undergoing a transformation. They plan to use four clusters around the Southland and renovate the Coliseum, the Olympic Stadium, for the 1932 and 1984 games. So you're right.
Yeah, I know.
The backlash against L.A. is its familiarity after already playing host twice.
Well, I mean,
yeah, but that was 30 years ago, so.
Right. I mean, and if it worked out before, then, you know.
30 and 80 some years ago, so, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know. It would seem to me that the bigger the city, the better chance you have for it being able to not completely overwhelm, just be completely overwhelming, I suppose, as much as anything else. But again, yeah. It still sort of eludes me about exactly why you'd want to do this, since you always lose money on it. But I guess they're saying, you know, it'll transform the area. All right, speaking of transforming, we have time for, we've just got the most fun Christmases. I think I'm going to start doing some New Year's resolution stuff, because everybody else is doing their year-end wrap-up, and I don't want to be the last in my class to do this, so we'll probably start talking resolutions. Not to mention, if we're talking about the psychology of everything, there's nothing more psychological than a resolution, right?
Right.
It's a
exactly.
statement that something isn't going very well, and I want it to go better. So my whole deal, which will, that's not where we're going to start, but where we're going to end up at some point, is if you do resolutions, you also have to put things that have gone well in your life. And we have rules for resolutions, but we'll get into that later. I mean, but I just thought we'd start talking about resolutions, because everybody else is, and it's probably the best of my bailiwick. But in the meantime, we still have one more holiday to get finished before we can do resolutions, which is, let's do the most fun Christmas. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that. We've got a couple comments here. We posted the question, what's the most fun Christmas you've ever had and why? We'll start with David. He says, as a kid, and he says, I didn't realize it was about money then and more family times, plus the excitement of Santa.
Yeah. So being a baby.
Yeah,
being a little kid, like about four or five.
Mm-hmm. Bruce says, my grandparents would spend winter in on Coronado Island. First time we visited at Christmas, he says, I was about 8 years old. It was the first airplane ride and saw Santa surfing on Christmas. That's pretty cool.
Yay, that's even better than SantaCom.
Yeah. And then Carol says, any of the first four or five that I had with my son. Nothing compares to watching your child, who still believes in magic and Santa Claus, stay up on Christmas Eve to watch for Rudolph in the sky.
And, you know, and the tree. There's something magical about a tree and a baby, as long as you can keep the baby away from the tree and the kitten away from the baby and the tree. So.
Yeah, and then she goes on to say, nothing is as much fun as getting him up Christmas morning, even though you know he hardly slept a wink waiting for the morning. I miss that so much.
Yeah, my parents used to have a rule that we had to plug the coffee in and bring them orange juice before we could do Christmas.
Yeah.
And we had, my parents, I think after, because there were so many of us, we had to, Christmas morning lasted a while because you had to go around the room. You had to go in turn. You couldn't do, the first time that I think that they did it with, we probably, I don't know, maybe by the time there were four of us. Because by the time there were four of us, I was like 8 or 9 years old, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the ripping up of the paper and not knowing where anything came from or who it was supposed to go to. So my mother, after that, sort of worked out this system where you had to go around in a circle. And yet somebody had to write down, I was always the family secretary, had to write down who it was from and what it was. And you had to write your thank you notes before you went to bed that night.
Hmm.
We had very strict Christmas rules. But it also prolonged Christmas. Instead of it being over in like 3.2 seconds, it usually went on for like the better part of an hour. And my father would make us crepes for Christmas.
Hmm.
It's the only time I think my father ever cooked, but he made great crepes.
Nice.
Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Keep breathing. Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact.
with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.